So even though initially Eov's friends were quiet, they were intimidated, uncomfortable with the situation as they saw it. As we'll see, they feel a responsibility to respond to Eov when he starts challenging and making these assertions, these philosophical assertions. And as the Sefer continues, their responses become more and more strident in response to Eov's becoming more and more heretical. If you look carefully here, and obviously we want to look at each speech by each person in its totality. So here you have two prakim. Prakim Dalet and Hey are the speech of the first of Eov's friends, Eliphaz, Eliphaz HaTemani. So we want to look at Dalet and Hey together. And even though we're doing a perek a day, we're going to look at them together, do part of it this year and part in the next year. Eliphaz begins by addressing Eov with words of encouragement. Let's take a look here. Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, Vayan, Eliphaz HaTemani, Vayomar, Hanisa Davar, Elecha Tileh, Va'atzor B'milin Miyuchal. Is it possible someone can stop you with words, can interject, can tell you something different than what you feel? And the point that Eliphaz wants to tell him is, Hinei Yisarta Rabim, V'yadayim Rafot Techazek. You yourself taught many people, lectured many people. You yourself strengthened many weak hands. Yadayim Rafot Chazek. Koshel Yikimun Milacha. Someone who had fallen was picked up by your words. Uvir Kayim Koreot Tiametz. And you adopted, you strengthened buckling knees. Kiata Tavo Elecha Vatela. Now when it comes to you, you wither. Tiga Adecha Vatibahel. You get flabbergasted, you get intimidated. Halo yiratcha kislatecha. Your fear of God is your hope. Tikvatcha v'tom drachecha. It's your basis for belief. The path that you should take. You're an ish tam v'yashar. So, this is what you always said to other people. Did you not mean what you said to other people when it comes to you? That it looks different when the shoe's on the other foot. As I mentioned, he begins and ends with these kinds of words. The structure here of these two prakim is chiastic. If we skip ahead for a moment to the end of Perakei Pasuk Chet, he comes back after making his philosophical point, which we're going to obviously speak about. He comes back to where he began in encouraging Eov to have hope, to turn to God. Initially, beginning of Perak Dalet, he doesn't say exactly what Eov had told all those people who had fallen. He just said, you should apply to yourself what you had told everyone else. In the end of Perek Hey, he comes back and tells him what that advice had always been and what it should be for him. Pasuk Chet, Perek Hey, Pasuk Chet. Ulam ani et rosh alel, ve'el Elohim asim divrati. I would seek God. I would put my words towards him. The God who is oseg gdolot ve'en cheker niflot arin mispar, who does such great wonders, such great things, countless wonderful things God does. For example, Pasuk Yud, Hanotein matar al pnei aretz, v'sholeach mayim al pnei chutzot. He gives the rain. He gives the water we need for survival. You talk about justice. Lasum shifalim limarom v'kodirim sagvu yesha. He raises up on high those who are lowered. He brings hope to the helpless. Mefer machshivot arumim. He foils the plots of the cunning. And they're unable to do what they intended to do. Their strength is taken from them. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Locheid chachamim ba'ormam. He entraps the wise in their cunningness. V'atzat niftalim nimara. God is the one who A, gives the positive, and B, foils the negative plans of people in this world. Yomam yifagshu choshech. Their days will meet darkness, and as nights they will search around even in the middle of the day. I think Pasuk Yodalid is a response to Eov. Eov was talking about his day should be night and dark and bad. No, it's only the days of the cunning and evil whose days are nights and who are searching even in the afternoon. God saves the poor, the defenseless. He gives hope to the downtrodden. V'olatakov tza piha. Hine, he says to him, Ashrei anosh yochichenu elohah. Happy is the person who gets mussar from God. God is giving you mussar, teaching you a lesson. Umusar shaddai altimas. We shouldn't show disgust in the mussar God gives us. Ki hu yachiv v'yechbash. Because God causes pain, but also heals. Realize there's a healing here if you internalize it properly and learn the right lesson. And if God only punished and didn't heal, you could say, okay, he's got this mean God and he's vindictive and he's hurting me and finished. No. God brings good, God heals. Turn to him. Yimchati crushes v'yadav tirpena. But his hands bring relief. B'sheish tzarot yatzidachu v'sheva lo yigab b'chara. He'll save you from six, he'll save you from seven. B'rav padicha mimavet uvimilchama midei charev. He saves you in the time of famine from death, in a war from the sword. Right? God is the saver. He goes on speaking about this. And eventually, pasuk chav dalid. V'yadata ki shalom o'alecho fakadat anavcha v'lo techata. You'll have peace in your home. You'll have a home rebuilt that's one of peace. Your children will be many in your descendants like the grass of the land. Right? This is the future you have in store. Pasuk Chav Zayin ends, Hinezot chakarnua kenhi shema'ena ve'ata dalach. Search through this and you'll know that this is true. Listen and you'll know it for yourself. The frame of Eliphaz's words are, don't give up on the hope you used to tell everyone else to have when they were down. You too should turn to God knowing that he's the one who brings good, not bad. He's the one who brings good. He's the one who brings the positive that the world needs, foils the plots of the evil, helps the helpless. And you know, you think about it, there's so many dangerous things in our world, both natural and people. There are dangerous people in the world. Who ensures that there isn't a meteorite that blows up the world and then that the Hitlers and etc. don't actually take full control of the world? Who ensures all of that? God is the one to turn to and then things will be okay. Now, he didn't respond yet philosophically. The framework isn't the philosophical part. The framework is the encouragement that comes out of the philosophical part. And what we're going to begin talking about now and in the next year is what Eliphaz's response is philosophically. And for that, we have to look from the frame to the internal parts. And there are, as I mentioned, it's chiastic, there are three more parts. It begins with encouragement, ends with encouragement. Let's look at part number two, which begins in Perek Dalid, Pasuk Zayin. Zichorna mihu naki avad. Remember, who is the innocent who's lost? Ve'efo yisharim nichadu. And where are the straight ones who are cut off? Or in other words, innocent straight people are not lost, are not cut off, do not suffer. Kasher ra'iti chorshe oven v'zorei amal yiktziruhu. Does anyone want to translate this passage? We talk about, you know, what the message is, the way we say it in our world today. Basically, this is the source for the very famous phrase we say, you reap what you sow. Kasher ra'iti chorshe oven, when I see people sowing iniquity, v'zorei amal yiktziru, they reap plants of suffering, weeds of suffering. If we realize and recognize that God is kind, that God does the good in the world, as he mentions in his last part here, where do the negative in our world come from, right? What was El Arazi's point that the Rambam quoted in Murnavim? You look around, you see so much negative in the world. The Rambam responds in the piece we saw last time to El Arazi's claim, and he says that the suffering in the world comes not from God, it comes from men. You know, we talk about all the things that we have negative in our world. Can we blame God for the way we destruct the ozone layer? If a person smokes and drinks, can they blame God for the, you know, for their body's deterioration? If people choose to terrorize each other, terrorist acts, can we blame God for that? If we pollute our environment, if we destroy our world, both on a personal level and on a communal and international, global level, is that God's fault? The key question is this. The world we live in is full of good and bad. Where did the good come from? Where did the bad come from? Eliphaz, Eov said, you see all this negative in the world? God is a negative being. Eliphaz responds and says, God is positive. We see all the positive God does in the beautiful world. He gives. There's negative in the world. There sure is. People plant negative, plant seeds that grow roots and then blame God for them. Eliphaz seems to make this similar case. Just as the planter of dirty seeds shouldn't blame the soil for what grows, so too Eov shouldn't blame the architect of the world for the negative way we impact it. If we continue in Pasuk Tet, he says, Minishmat Eloa Yovedu, Umei Ruach Achpo Yichlu. Sinners cut themselves off from God, not the other way around. We choose to lose ourselves in the process. And interestingly, now Eliphaz makes a reference to lions. Shagat Aryeh v'kol shachal. The cry of the lion, the voice of the maybe negative of the young lion or female lion. V'shinei k'firim nitau. The lion cries, roars, but the teeth fall out. Laish oved mibli taref. The lions are then lost, unable to capture, to attack other animals and get the prey they need. Uvnei lavi yitparadu. And the children of the lions are forced to disperse because the lion can't provide for itself or for its children. This is a very interesting image, and you wonder why he's mentioning it here. Why is he getting into the lion and the roar and the loss of teeth and the inability to deprive the children? Seems like it's something very specific here. And I think you get the answer in the parallel section that comes later in the speech. We just read section number 2. Now we're going to look at section number 4. Just to remind again, we started off with words of encouragement. That's section number 1. We end with words of encouragement. That's section number 5. Section number 2 is where Eliphaz starts explaining suffering. Suffering is because of the things we generate. Lions can lose their teeth if they're not careful to go to the dentist. No, figurative sense. We come back to this same philosophical explanation later on in Perek Hey, after the middle section, which we'll get to in the next year. But let's tune in Perek Hey, Pasuk Gimel. And you see right away the parallels between this fourth section and the second section. Just like the fifth section of encouragement was parallel to the opening first section of encouragement. You see the parallels here too. And the parallels are about, again, reaping what you sow, the beings and the children. Perek Hey Pasuk Gimel. Ani ra'iti evil mashrish. I saw a fool who was uprooted. Ve'ekov navehu pit'om. And his residence was attacked, erased suddenly. Sounds a lot like Eov, though he's not telling him directly, you are suffering because of what you did wrong. Yirchaku vanav miyesha. His children were distanced from salvation. Vidaku vashar vein matzil. And they're oppressed in the gate without anyone to save them. This fool that he's talking about, whose children, his home is lost, his children are lost and suffering. Doesn't sound a lot like Eov, does it? Right? So the initial imagery is about this lion and its children, this powerful being that can't provide for its children. Now he's driving it more home by talking about a human family. Asher kitziro ra'ev yochel ve'el mitzinim yikacheu v'sha'af tzamim chelam, yearning for to be filled, but not finding anyone to help. Ki lo yetze me'afar oven, because iniquity doesn't grow from the ground. Umeadama lo yitzmach amal, and suffering doesn't grow out of the ground, doesn't grow out of nowhere. This pasuk clearly, Perek Hey Pasuk Vav, is parallel to where he started, Perek Dalet Pasuk Chet, Kasher Iti Chorshe Oven, Vizore Amal Yiktzeru, the oven and the amal. He said earlier, right, things, people reap what they sow. Here he's saying it another way. Iniquity and suffering don't grow on their own. They don't come out of nowhere. They come out of somewhere. They're the natural result of what we create. Ki adam li amal yulad uvnei reshef yagbiuf. Because man has a tendency towards this. We generate these issues, these problems. This whole idea of the imagery of reaping and sowing. And suffering must come from man because they're not natural products of our world. Our world is created in a positive, natural, beautiful way. And the truth is, I think this message of Eliphaz is really one of the central messages of Parshat Bereshit. You read Perek Aleph, where God creates the world. And every day ends with, in every creation, Vayar Elokim, God looked at what he created, V'hineh Tov, it was good. And you wonder, if God created a world, looked at it and saw it as good, why is the world we have so full of things that aren't good? And maybe we ask that question before we read Bereshit. The person wants to know, how to view God, how to view the world. There's so much suffering, so much bad in the world. That's the world that God created for us. I mean, women suffer in childbirth. Men have to work very hard and sweat. Today, men and women, animals and human beings don't get along. There's a lot in this world that isn't the way we want it to be. Where did all that come from? The answer, of course, is the ensuing prakim. The ensuing prakim, where men make decisions, very often bad ones, men and women, that bring a lot of bad into the world. One creation that it doesn't say in Parshat Bereshit that it was good is man. It doesn't say that God saw man and he was good. And the reason is because man has a Yetzer Hara also. Man can do a lot of bad. And as we know, the first time it says something may not be good is when it says Lo Tov Heyot Adam. Man can be not good. Lo Tov Heyot Adam Levado. When man is alone, when man is selfish, it can be very, very dangerous, very, very damaging. And eventually we continue reading Bereshit Noach. The world becomes a place that's Ramaod, where people are selfish and taking for themselves and abusing other people. There's a lot of Ra in the world. And point to the end of Parshat Bereshit, God sees Ki Rak Ra Kol Hayom. Man is only bad all the time. God regrets whatever it means that he created man. Bad comes from us. That's the point. God creates a beautiful world, gives man the freedom to decide what to do with that world. And if we decide to ruin it, to destroy it, to sully it, is that something it's really fair to blame God for? And that's a major part of the Rambam's response to El-Razi, the philosophy we saw presented by Iov in the last shir, in the last perek. The question that remains here is the center part of Eliphaz's speech. He begins and ends with encouragement. The beginning and ending are in case units that talk about his philosophy, which is bad comes from what we do in God's beautiful world. The question is the center of his speech, which we'll speak about in the next Perek, Perek Hei.